Welcome everybody, shoe number 1401 in the writing is shoe number 553553. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we recently spoke about the halacha. We recently spoke about the halacha that if one is eating only fruits from the Shivas Aminim, then the bracha should be made on one of those fruits from the Shivas Aminim, and that will cover the other fruits from the Shivas Aminim. In other words, they're eating only fruits from the Shivas Aminim, right? They're not eating any other fruits, so they make a bracha on one, and that'll cover the other fruits. So, but there's an order to go in. In other words, let's say I'm eating dates, grapes. Which one do I make the bracha on? They're all from the Shivas Aminim, so where do I make the bracha? So, lemaisa, bottom line is the order in which one has to make the bracha on that fruit and cover the other fruits is listed below, which is, the order is olives. You have olives number one, you have dates number two, grapes number three, figs number four, number five would be pomegranates. In other words, in that order. If one does not have to eat, you don't have to eat all of them. Obviously, you don't have to be eating all of them. Let's say I'm eating, we'll see some examples, but let's say I'm eating dates and figs. So the dates would come first because dates is second on the list. Figs is number four on the list, right? So that's the order that we will go on if one is eating only Shivas Aminim, or if one is eating, let's say, two different types of Shivas Aminim and other fruits too. I'm eating apples and oranges also. Fine. But I'm also eating grapes, right? And I'm eating grapes and I'm eating pomegranates. So grapes, it comes before pomegranates. So I would make the bracha on the, but I have to make a bracha on one of the Shivas Aminim, right? Even though I have apples and oranges, I'm eating it all together. I have to make the bracha on the Shivas Aminim. But one second, I have two different types of Shivas Aminim. I have grapes and I have pomegranates. Which one do I make it on? So the answer is I would make it on the one that's higher up on the list, which is grapes in this case. So it doesn't really matter if eating only Shivas Aminim or you're eating other fruits also, which have the bracha bar-pri-u-eits. The bracha bar-pri-u-eits would be made on one of the Shivas Aminim. And if you have a few different types of Shivas Aminim, you would make it in that order. Again, olives come first, dates come second, grapes come third, figs come fourth, pomegranates come last. And pomegranates, of course, come before the other fruits, before apples, oranges, plums, or whatever. Obviously, pomegranates would come before that, because even though it's number five on the list, but it's still from the Shivas Aminim. Okay, so now, for example, if one is eating a fig, let's say they're eating just two types of Shivas Aminim. Let's say one is eating a fig and they're eating a pomegranate, so then they would have to make the bracha of eights on the fig, and that would also cover the pomegranate, assuming that the pomegranate is in front of the person at the time they made the bracha, right? The same thing, like we said, if there's other fruits, but let's say that's all they're eating is a fig and a pomegranate, even though they're both from the Shivas Aminim, but you would make the bracha on the fig because that comes first, that comes before the pomegranate. Another example would be if one is eating, let's say, grapes and figs, right? I'm sitting down to eat grapes and figs. Again, like we said in the past, grapes, figs and dates, you have to check for worms and bugs, has to be cut open, whatever. You have to, find out the exact procedure, but they do have to be checked, dates and figs. An example of one eating grapes and figs, then the bracha, since grapes comes first. So again, the bracha of eights should be made on the grape, and that will cover the fig, assuming that the fig is in front of you. The same thing would apply if the higher level the higher level fruit is incomplete and the lower level fruit is complete, right? Let's say the pomegranate is complete pomegranate, but I have a fig that's cut open. I cut it open to check it, right? So the fig is on a higher level than the pomegranate. I would still make the bracha on the fig because the same thing would apply even if the higher level fruit is incomplete, right? Which is the fig is the higher level fruit and the lower level fruit, which is the pomegranate, for example, is complete. It wouldn't make a difference. I would still make it on the higher level fruit, the fig, even though I cut it open to check it or whatever the case is. So again, for example, if one has a half a fig, right, they opened it up and have a pomegranate like she said, so even though the fig is incomplete, you still make the bracha on the fig, and that will cover the pomegranate. This is due to the fact that the fig is mentioned before the pomegranate in the pasuk, and that's the order that one is to be careful to go with, whether it's the Shivas Aminim themselves that are being eaten, or it's the Shivas Aminim and other fruits. It wouldn't make a difference. Again, that is the order. Just real quickly, again, you have olives number one, dates number two, grapes number three, number four is figs, and the last one will be pomegranates, and the bracha should always be made in that order in conjunction with how many of those, you know, different types one is actually eating. And if you're only eating one of them, let's say I'm only eating grapes and I'm eating apples and plums or whatever, so of course I would make the bracha on the grapes. That's from the Shivas Aminim. So that would be easy. Okay, Haslacha Bracha, thank you for listening. Kol Tov.